This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Righto, kick it in the guts, Trev.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. This is a program called Made in New Zealand. My name is Ken Morrison, and in this program, I talk to Kiwi musicians about their careers in music. And today it's my pleasure to be talking to singer-songwriter Hannah Simpson, who will be appearing on stage at the Paisley Stage this Saturday, 10th of January at 7:30. Hannah, welcome to Made in New Zealand.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Ken. It's a pleasure.
No, it's my pleasure. Now, take us on a journey, Hannah. Your journey into music. Where did it all start for you? Wind the clock back. Tell us.
Well, I was probably about three, and I remember singing in a church, and grew up in church sort of singing and stuff like that. And then on stage at about 8 years old, I played an ugly princess, actually, for a show called Giant John, and I had to sing a song called Tell Yourself You're Beautiful, Tell Yourself You're Smart, mm-hmm. which was pretty lovely.
Yes.
Yeah.
and the rest, as they say, is history.
Yes, that's right.
I wonder though, I mean, I've got my own children now, I've got grandchildren, and I know that as they were growing up, we tried to get them to play different instruments. You know, we bought guitars, we bought recorders, we took them along to music lessons, and they fell by the wayside. You didn't fall by the wayside. What inspired you to keep going, or who inspired you to keep going?
Well, I guess my parents and then the fans and friends, and I just kept doing shows, and I was in the Rock Quest and everything as a teenager and writing songs from about the age of 7 years mm-hmm. old, and just continued to keep it up sort of thing. And I've been through some dry spells of not writing too much, but, you know, I've always written and composed and also done covers as well from time to time.
Oh, tell us about your music. I mean, does your music fit in a box? Is it rock and roll? Is
no,
it country?
No, it's definitely unboxable. I've been kind of like doing pictures about breaking out of boxes and stuff recently. I do visual art as well.
Yes.
But yeah, no, it's definitely kind of, it's jazzy, bluesy, pop at the minute, but sort of like I've done a lot of rock and the punk rock and operatic, mm-hmm. grunge, metal, electronica. I feature on a lot of electronica tracks as well.
What makes you decide that you're going to change your genre, so to speak? I mean, you know, a lot of musicians, they stick with rock and roll for their whole lives, but you're not doing that. Why aren't you doing that?
I think I've always just had different genres, everything from stage theatre through to pop, and it's just always been a versatile artist. I think it's good to be versatile, and I enjoy playing lots of genres. I enjoy to listen to a lot of different music, and then I like to play different music, but at the moment it's probably best known as sort of a jazzy, bluesy pop. That's what the lady from the Undercurrent Bookshop has kind of coined it as a venue that I play at in Wellington often.
Now, you've got a new album and it's called Uncharted Waters. Tell us about that album.
Okay, well, it's called Uncharted Waters, and it's sort of inspired by all sorts of things. I've got a track called Water Spirit on there, which mm-hmm. is about protecting the waterways. I did a bit of activism and was at an eco camp in Nelson. I lived out in Nelson for a while, and there was a Native American guy that came over and was singing about the fracking and all of that, and I became interested in that in New Zealand and protecting the waterways. And so I know you've got sort of a civil defence, you do the civil defence stuff on your radio station,
yes.
So it's kind of about that, yeah. And my father was a chief engineer of Transpower New Zealand, and my uncle was in civil defence emergency management as well, so I guess it's sort of just something that I'm interested in as well. Red Shoes is a song I've written about being out in Bristol and in England on the Isle of Wight, mm-hmm. and also about an ex-partner who became an archaeologist. Suit Soldier is another sort of romance kind of song but also a call about not going to war. And so I guess it's sort of activism mixed with a bit of romance and with life stories and stuff. Yeah.
I love that name, Suit Soldier. I might borrow it.
Yes, you may.
Thank you very much. Now, let's talk about your writing of your own songs. I mean, does writing come easy to you? Is it a process where, for instance, you might get up today and say, I'm going to write a song about this, or is it more to it than that?
Sometimes I get like a melody or a riff, like a guitar part or a piano part, and I'm playing the flute too. Other times it's like a theme of something I want to sing about and I'm passionate about, and then it turns into melodies and lyrics. Sometimes I'll write like a bunch of words and writing, and then it'll turn into a song.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes they come easily, sometimes takes a bit of time to work on them. I do a practice called the pages, where I write like subconscious flow in the mornings, and then sometimes I get ideas from there, and from a book called The Artist's Way. It's a practice for about unblocking and doing your music and art sort of thing. Yeah.
Are the songs about Hannah, are they a reflection of your life, or are they, for instance, you mentioned about social issues? Do you decide to focus
both,
on a social issue?
Yeah, both. It's autobiographical and social issues as well, definitely, yes.
How long have you been doing it, Hannah? I mean, you've said since the age of three. How many years is that, if you don't mind me asking?
About seven, the songwriting, mm-hmm. And singing since about three. So I'm 45 now, so quite a while.
It is quite a while. And what keeps you going?
I just have always done it, and I just want to share my story, and I just enjoy writing and composing. So I just enjoy playing music, yes. and I want to convey messages and stuff as well about the world and about myself, and also the fans and friends and the supporters and the support networks and stuff. Yeah,
and that's a good enough reason to do it. Absolutely. Now you've been doing it for close on three decades, and I wonder when you reflect on those three decades, how has music changed from your point of view?
Well, I guess the way people listen to their music is a bit different. They're not a lot of it's online, and then so going live, getting the audience and stuff like that to come along and listen. And so the styles have changed, but I think music is like an age-old thing which has been going for a very, very long time.
Yes.
And there's always going to be the heart songs that reach people and they're going to enjoy, yeah. And the melodies is like a soaring songstress that people will enjoy.
Is live music in good heart, Hannah? I mean, you know, you hit the nail on the head there, that if we want to hear a song about anyone or from anyone, we can just go onto to the internet and hear it. As you're travelling around performing gigs like you're going to be performing at the Paisley stage, are people tuning out like they used to in the old days?
I don't know. I haven't done too many shows. I don't for a while. I've done a few in Wellington this year, and I don't go live as much as I used to. Mm-hmm. So I got a few injuries with my back and things like that, and became a bit overwhelmed by the industry and stuff,
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
But so this will be neat to do a show in Napier, my birth town. I'm really excited. I think people will turn out, and we've got two support acts, the Paddy and the Cryptids and Keita Turner Low, which live locally in mm-hmm. Napier, who can tell their friends and everything about the show. And I've got a few networks in Napier, so I think it should be okay.
Oh,
yeah, I'm hoping
marvelous.
For a bit of a turnout. Yeah.
Now, also when you reflect, let's keep reflecting for a moment. Like I say, you've been doing it for nearly three decades. Is there a standout moment, Hannah, where you say, wow, this is why I do it?
Well, I opened for New Zealand Music Month at the Wellington Town
wow.
Hall in 2006, which
yes.
was pretty epic.
It
and
is.
Did a couple of nationwide tours with my then band Cherry's Gemstones. I had an alias back then, but I sort of went back to being Hannah Simpson at about
yeah.
30 and and decided to just do away with the alias, and she's the real me.
The real you.
And going to Bristol out in England and playing out there in 2012 to 2013. I was actually on a trapezium and auditioned for the circus school and was going to sing on the trapezium but didn't get into the circus school, but then just ended up playing in a lot of clubs and bars around there. And I was singing at a church, St. Michael's Anglican Church in England, and sung for Christmas carols in the park, which was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder what was or what is the dream for Hannah in music? Or are you living the dream, Hannah?
Maybe to play more shows. I'd like to play at bigger venues like the Michael Fowler Centre or the Miao Nui in Wellington. I don't know if I'm going to do stadium rock or
yeah.
It's a, you know, but I do like niche little small shows as well, and I can be a bit overwhelmed by fans and crowds. So I'm enjoying what I'm doing at the moment, and I guess just promoting the album and for people to listen to Uncharted Waters on the Bandcamp, unchartedwaters.bandcamp.com if people want to download. And come to live shows and do live shows and support other musicians and just continue to flourish.
Absolutely. Now, just finally, you're on stage at the Paisley Stage in Napier tomorrow. What can we expect to hear, Hannah, the best of?
the best of Uncharted Waters, all of the live tracks from the album, so they'll be able to listen to it online if they want to at hannahsimpson.bandcamp.com, and then come and enjoy the tracks live, and maybe a few new originals thrown in there too.
Now we're going to finish
with the flute, piano, and guitar.
Great. Now we're going to finish on your song Water Spirit. Tell us about it. Where did Water Spirit come from?
Well, it was all about protecting the waterways, and I was on this eco camp at Nelson in about 2017, and a guy called Shutascott came from America, and a Native American dude who was singing about the fracking and stopping the fracking in America, and I was interested in the same thing for New Zealand because I heard about Taranaki mm-hmm. region being fracked, and I sort of have, I believe that it could cause oil spill into the sea and seismic activity. So I feel like the song is all about protecting the waterways and singing about that, and the selling of the land, oil and water, and sort of questioning whether that's a good idea and things like that. So it's a little bit political, but
that's good. Yeah. Hannah, it's been my very great pleasure to chat with you. I wish you well for your stay here in Napier, and I look forward to talking to you again sometime in the very near future.
Don't cry over spilled water. Get to grips with the selling of the land. Oil and water, water, water. Quills, quills and quills. It's the ship.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.